Hey everybody, it's Bina 007 back for a 10-minute movie review, and today I have a movie that's not yet released, but is doing the round of the festival circuit. It's Richard Ayoade's sophomore directorial effort, The Double, which stars Jesse Eisenberg, who famously played Mark Zuckerberg in The Social Network, as a government bureaucrat, this repressed, bullied, sad, lonely individual, who is tormented when his doppelganger appears, who's infinitely more suave and sophisticated, and just makes his life hell because he's more charming with the ladies, he's more popular at work, and causes a real mental and emotional breakdown in the protagonist. It's a sort of dark, dystopian, black comedy, very, very grim and grungy, and wonderfully piercing humour and inventive costume and production design, but ultimately I think rather flawed, and I'll get onto that later. But first to say a few words about Richard Ayoade, who I think is probably more famous and popular in the UK than in America right now. And I find him fascinating because he's a British comedian of some fame, and he's adopted this persona of being a sort of geeky, tongue-tied boy child. And what I find slightly odd is that when he introduces his movie at festivals, he keeps up that persona. And it's incredibly popular with the audience, who laugh manically at his introductions. But I find it somewhat weird that when attempting to be taken seriously as a director, he doesn't feel he can step out of that persona into the reality of who he is and why he feels passionate about his project. And I wonder if at some point in the future he's going to feel hamstrung by that alternate personality that he's created for himself. And of course, it wouldn't be worth commenting on that here, other than that it speaks to perhaps why he's drawn to the material of The Double, which is all about personalities and how you portray yourself with the people that you see and how they respond or look through you depending on that persona that you adopt. As I said, the film is based on a Dostoevsky novella, which I haven't read in years, but I remember it being very technically complex, quite obscure, quite hard to read, and apparently itself a pastiche of Gogol. So this is like a deeply layered literary work that is basically showing, as I said before, the schizophrenic breakdown of a government bureaucrat who starts seeing this doppelganger stealing his prestige at work and the admiration of his social circle. Now, what Richard Ayoade does is he doesn't bring it up to contemporary society, but he doesn't leave it in a sort of Russian historical setting either. He creates a kind of highly stylized, imagined dystopian world that for me hints at pieces of Gilliam, Jean-Pierre Jeunet in movies like Delicatessen and Amélie. It's the future, but it's very anachronistic. You know, you'll have sort of these 8-bit computer games and old-fashioned telephones with cords, and the costumes are rather sort of clunky and old-fashioned. So it's set in its own very particular world, and I really love the lighting. It's very extreme, sort of dark and shadow, which definitely suits the mood. Very expressionistic of what the protagonist is feeling. And, you know, the colour of this movie is it's murky browns and sallow greens and yellows. It's the colour of nausea. And the sound design, again, it's spectacular and it's layered on. It almost expresses what this repressed hero cannot. So when he feels joyous and happy, you get these cheesy French and Asian pop hits. And when he's feeling violent and disturbed, you get this incredibly loud, grating, booming sound effect. So, you know, a lot of the production design around this film is absolutely spectacular. I really also liked the kind of the imagination that Richard Ayoade brings to bear on some of the inserted videos. So he has this sort of corporate video. The hero, known alternatively as James or Simon, is working for this company that apparently does something to do with data processing, and it's run by this rather fascistic Colonel Sanders style, the Colonel, who is really hilarious, and they have these really cringe-worthy corporate videos about doing your best for the Colonel, and people are people, and we're in the business of connecting people. And it's like one of those awful 1970s IBM ads. And there's also a wonderful inserted video. There's a TV show that the repressed James really loves, which stars Paddy Considine in the cameo. It was a kind of like really cheesy sort of original series Battlestar Galactica style hero, which is absolutely hilarious. And I'd love to see episodes of that. Paddy Considine is just so funny. The acting, I would have to say, is very good throughout. I mean, Jesse Eisenberg is so talented because he has to play both the kind of shy wallflower, too polite to do anything character James, and then the doppelganger Simon, who's a really cheesy, sleazy ladies' man who's doing some pretty nasty bullying and threatening of James. And all in the same movie, so, you know, kudos to him. And he's very ably supported. I mean, there's a very good cast of character actors in this film. You've got Wallace Shawn as the kind of oleaginous boss. You've got people like Sally Hawkins in tiny parts. She's the woman who won't let the shy, repressed James into a party and just chilling in her ignoring and deflating of him. I guess the other main person is Mia Wasikowska as the sort of manic pixie dream girl that James falls for in Simon Squires. And she's very good, but I feel that her character as drawn really is just the stock manic pixie dream girl. There's not much new and exciting in there. So it's kind of weird. I don't know, because as I'm describing it, I'm hearing my enthusiasm for each component part of this film, whether it's the production design, the sound design. I really love some of the performances. It is genuinely funny. You're going to watch this movie and laugh at lots of it. And there are moments of such loneliness. There's this one moment where Jesse Eisenberg's sitting on a metro train and he's describing the loneliness that his character James feels. And it's absolutely terrible and moving. And yet there's something about this film that overall just left me a little bit unimpressed. And I think maybe it's what I said before about the fact that it kept in its quieter moments reminding me of other dystopian movies, which I saw kind of as the source material for this. So I saw in this movie a very beautifully designed film that was kind of like a diluted, weaker form of greater predecessors. It reminded me a lot of Gilliam's Brazil, especially in the design of that bureaucratic, claustrophobic office, and of Genet's Delicatessen. And even, I guess this is a bit of a nastier accusation to throw at it, in the final act of the self-inflicted injuries of the man against his doppelganger of Fight Club, when I guess in reality it's probably Fight Club that was influenced by Dostoevsky's The Double. And so this movie is kind of turning full circle. But in a way, it doesn't matter what came first in literature, it's what came first in cinema. And it just feels like this is Richard Ayoade channeling Gilliam. And I want Richard Ayoade to channel himself. And I kind of feel that Submarine, his first film, was very much his take on those French New Wave movies that he loves. And this is now his take, maybe, on those dystopian movies of the 80s that he loves. And it's fine, because he's a new filmmaking talent, and he's obviously stupidly talented. I just can't wait to see the first real Richard Ayoade film. And this isn't it. It's fun enough, you can watch it, there's nothing wrong with it, but this just isn't the first Richard Ayoade film. And I can't wait to see that. So, as and when it's released, if you see The Double and agree or disagree with my take, please feel free to leave a comment on the blog. I'm not going to have the usual end credits after the music because this movie doesn't have a commercial release schedule yet. But please feel free to check back on the blog, the written review at bina007.com for the details, which I will update when I have them. But just to let you know that The Double has a running time of 93 minutes. Thank you very much for listening. The more you ignore me, the closer I get. You're wasting.